Good morning, friends. My name is Eddie Alleman. I am glad to share God's word with you this morning. Thank you for allowing us to worship with you. This morning, I want to share with you a psalm, Psalm 46. Hear the word of the Lord. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Though the earth should change, though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble with its tumult, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of the city. It shall not be removed. God will help it when the morning dawns. The nations are in uproars, the kingdoms totter. He utters his voice, the earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord. See what desolation he has brought to the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I am exalted among the nations. I am exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for giving us this beautiful day to worship you this morning. Thank you for allowing us to come before you and sing songs, Lord, of praise, and also hear your word. Help us to listen well and help us, Lord, to trust in you and to put into practice, Lord, those things that we hear from your word. Be with us, Lord, as we meditate on this psalm, and give us your presence and your blessings. We pray in your name, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Friends, this is a beautiful psalm. Psalm 46 is one of the most beautiful psalms, and I believe that this psalm is so relevant to the reality we are living today in the world. Psalm 46 talks about hope and peace. It talks about the protection of God in the midst of calamities, in the midst of the brokenness of the world. It talks about God's presence, and not only God's presence, God's very present in the midst of the most challenging times of our lives. And today, as we have been dealing, you know, with the reality of COVID-19, these psalms has become a fortress to many, many, many people. This is a beautiful psalm, my friends. This morning, I want to share with you the story of Maria. Maria is a young single mom from Mexico. She works in the fields of Central California. She harvests vegetables and fruits. And let me tell you, Maria is a hard-working person. She is a committed Christian. She believes in Jesus. And, you know, after my graduation from Western Theological Seminary in early 2000, I was called to plant a Spanish-speaking church in the Central Valley of California. So the classes of Central California extended a call for me to join their efforts to reach the Latino community in Central California. In 2004, I became the first Spanish-speaking pastor joining the efforts of the classes, the Central California classes. And I was glad to come to Fresno and share the gospel preach the good news to many, many people in that community. And Maria became one of the first members of my new church plant. It was a church that, we reached many of the Spanish-speaking population in the city of Fresno and in the Central Valley. And Maria became one of the first members of our church. She came with her two boys. Those days, Jonathan and Osmar, they were small. I think Jonathan was about 8 years old and Osmar was about 6 years old in early 2004. I had the blessing and the opportunity to baptize Maria. I baptized her in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I baptized her two boys in the name of the Son, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we discipled Maria to become a follower of Jesus. And I was glad to see her grow in the faith. I was glad to see Maria changing her life and living a life according to what God calls us to do. Since then, Maria has become a great leader in the church, serving God with honesty and faithfulness. She is a follower of Jesus. In March of this year, in the midst of the pandemic, Maria was diagnosed with leukemia. And as soon as she received the devastating news of, having leukemia, Maria called me and my wife to share that really difficult news with us. And let me tell you, it was a really hard conversation. A young single mom, a hardworking person now dealing with leukemia. It was like really bad news. My wife and I encouraged her to continue to believe. We encouraged her to continue to have faith in the Lord. We encouraged her to continue to remain faithful to her Savior. And we share, verses, from the Bible to give her strength so that she can continue to deal with the new difficult situation that she was facing. Maria, has been in the hospital for several times. A couple of weeks ago, we had another conversation with Maria, and she called me to let me know that in one of her, I think in her last hospital stay to deal with the situation with leukemia, Maria contracted COVID-19. And you believe that? Can you imagine how difficult that is? Dealing with leukemia, which in itself is a really hard, difficult process of a single young mom, and now she's dealing with COVID-19. My friends, that is the devastating situation that we're living today in the world. I don't know about you, but when I see all of these things, it really kills me, especially when sometimes there is nothing we can do, and the only thing we can do is just pray and just encourage people. But it was interesting for me to hear Maria's conversation with me. Last time, a couple of weeks ago, she was more, her voice sounded, happy. It sounded with confidence, and for me it was like amazing to hear that on the phone. I haven't been able to be in California and visit her since her diagnosis, but she sounded really hopeful about that. And I told her, Maria, that sounds great. She was even joking with me, showing me, you know, on FaceTime, her room, you know, the meals that she eat now to deal with the situation, the medications she showed me, you know, around in her room, you know, the restrooms and all of that. Yeah, just for us to see where she living now these days, dealing with, you know, leukemia and also dealing with COVID-19. And for me, was good to hear that she was hopeful. Her voice sounded different. Her voice in this conversation sounded much more different than when she shared with us the devastating news back in March. And I said, Maria, now your situation is even more complicated. In March, you were only dealing with leukemia. Now you're dealing with leukemia and COVID-19, and your voice sound different. Can you share with me why is that? You know, I said, Maria, I've been praying for you, but I just want to hear why your voice is so different this time that you're sharing with me, you know, the complications with this. And then I said, are you going to share with me a miracle that the Lord has done? You know, maybe God has done an amazing miracle, and that's why you sound great. And she said, yes, the Lord has done a great miracle in my life. And I said, Maria, you are healed in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. And she said, well, not really. She said, you know, the miracle that the Lord has done is in my own heart. It's in my own life. And I said, tell me more about that. I just want to hear. Tell me more about that. What do you mean that the Lord has done a great miracle in your own heart, in your own life? Can you share with me, Maria? And then she shared with me Psalm 46. Isn't that amazing? She shared with me Psalm 46, the same psalm that I am sharing with you today, my friends. This is a difficult world, and we're living in a very complicated time. And only God can help us to deal with the most difficult things in life. Only God can make that miracle. I was surprised to hear that she continues to deal with leukemia. I was surprised to hear that she continues to deal with the situation with the COVID-19. But then she said, God has made a miracle. And I thought that she was going to tell me that she's healed and she's, you know, her health is restored in the name of Jesus. I was hoping to hear that. But she said, the miracle that God did is to work in my heart, is to work in my life, is to believe in God, not to believe about God, to believe God, you know, because there is a difference to believe in God, you know, and to believe what God has said. And then she said, Pastor, you taught me to believe in God. You discipled me. You baptized me. You taught me how to read the Bible. You taught me how to have faith. But now I have decided to believe God. I have decided to believe what God has to say. And Psalm 46, my friends, is an invitation from God for us to rest in Him, to believe in Him. My friends, this Psalm teaches us several things that I want to share with you this morning. You know, number one, we are not alone. We are not alone. God's very presence is with us. You know, verse 1 of this psalm says, God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. Can you believe that? You know, it's an invitation for us to believe. And I love the emphasis of verse 1 in this psalm, Psalm 46. I love the emphasis that the writer is making in verse 1. God is not only present. God is very present. And the invitation that God is making to us is just to believe Him. Believe Him. We just need to believe that God is very present in the world today, in the midst of this devastating situation that is affecting all of us. All of us. God is very present, and that is the promise. So this passage, you know, is just a confirmation that God is always with us. And this is a beautiful promise. And again, the invitation is for us to believe God. Not only to believe in God, but to believe God, what God has to say. Because we are good, you know, as Christians, and I'm, you know, I talk about myself, we are good to believe in God. You know, we have faith, but sometimes it is hard to for us to believe God, to believe what God has said to us. God is very present. So the promise of God's presence is real. And if you believe, and I believe, what God says in His Word, our life will be completely different. So my conversation with Maria, going back to that conversation, she said, Pastor, you taught me to believe in God, but now I have chosen to believe God. And God is not only present in my situation, God is very present in the situation that I am facing right now. And let me tell you, you know, being a field worker with not a lot of benefits, you know, it's just complicated. I work with a lot of dairy farm workers and workers in the field. They don't have a lot of benefits. No medical insurance. And Maria's a single mom. But in the midst of all of that, she said, I believe God. And the question for you and I today is like, do we believe God? Do we believe that God is not only present, you know, in the situation we're facing today, with the difficult situation, you know, that we're seeing in the world? But God is not only present, God is very present with us. I don't know the situation you might be going through right now, but I want to assure you that God is with you. God is with you, and that is the promise that we have. So you are not alone in your situation. God is with you, and that gives me hope. That gives me a lot of hope. In the world that we're living today, not only with the COVID-19, but other divisions that we see in the U.S., and not only the U.S., but around the world, in different areas. This is a difficult time, my friends. But you know what gives me hope and allows me to keep focus moving forward? Is God's very present with us. God is very present with us. So this psalm also teaches another thing that I want to share with you. So the second piece that I want to share with you from this psalm is that the knowledge of God's very presence removes all fear. So the knowledge and the acceptance of God's very present in our life removes every fear. So, you know, following verses of that psalm says, though the earth should change, though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea, though the waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble with its tumult, I will not fear. Even though the world is shaking, even though the world is being devastated by the COVID-19 pandemic, even though everything seems to be going in the wrong direction, I will not fear, because the Lord is with me, and He is my shield, He is my strength, and I will continue to move forward because God is with us. It is interesting that the psalmist talks about fear. So, and fear is a human feeling, but fear can paralyze you. You know, it is better to be guided by faith and hope rather than to be guided by fear. So faith and fear cannot coexist. You know, the writer of the book of Hebrews describes faith as being certain of what we do not see. That is faith. Faith is certainty of the things that we cannot see. And God invites us to be people full of faith. God invites us to believe in Him, to believe in what He says. So faith is an absolute belief that God is constantly working for us behind the scenes. And sometimes we don't understand why things happen to us. You know, Paul in Romans 8 talks about that. You know, but everything works for our benefit. Everything works for our benefit. So in my last conversation with Maria, going back to Maria's story, you know, she sounded hopeful, she sounded happy, she sounded full of faith, and even making jokes about different things. And I was smiling, I was laughing with Maria and just, you know, having a good conversation with her. She really blessed my life. And God used her to give me hope in the midst of my own challenges and my own, you know, situation that I'm going through. And she said, you know, Pastor, God is with me. And even the world around me is shattering. And she said, everything seems to be going in the wrong direction. Most of the news I receive are bad, but God is with me. And the knowledge of His presence gives me peace. And the knowledge of His presence allows me to have peace in my heart, allows me to have peace in my life. God's presence, God's very presence, removes every fear, even though everything around us seems to be going in the wrong direction. The question again is, do we believe God? Do we believe God? Friends, the knowledge of God's presence and the acceptance of that promise help us to deal with the most challenging and difficult situations we face in life. The third thing that this psalm teaches is that the river of God makes the city glad. So His presence make us rest, or allow us to rest. His presence makes us rest. So verses 4 and 5 says, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of the city. It shall not be moved. God will help it when the morning dawns. There is a river in the city. So in contrast with the mountains shaking and trembling and the disturbance of the world, which the writer presents in verses 2 and 3, he now shows us resting in perfect peace and tranquility. So verses 4 and 5 gives us a glimpse of heaven, gives us a glimpse of what it means for God to be present. And he talks about a river, the river of life. Friends, this is a direct connection to Revelation, to the book of Revelation. Revelation 2, when Revelation talks about the presence of the river of life in the midst of the city. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that great? You know, verses 2 and 3 talks about the situations and, you know, the mountains in the sea and everything, you know, coming down, and everything seems to be really bad. And verses 4 and 5, the psalmist talks about the present, the holy habitation of God in the city. God is in the city. And there's a river flowing through the city. So this is the perfect, you know, image of what it means to trust in God in the midst of a difficult situation. And this city and this river makes the city glad. It's a beautiful image. It's a beautiful image of what it means to rest in the Lord. What it means to be present, resting and waiting in the Lord. My friend, we can rest in the protection that God provides for us. And it is beautiful. And finally, number four, the fourth thing that this psalm teaches us today is that we don't have to forget what God has done in the past. We don't have to forget what God has done in the past. So the psalmist here invites us to look back. And verses 8 and 9 says, "Come, behold the works of the Lord. See what desolation he has brought to the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire." The psalmist invites us to look back at what God has done in the past to those opposing his people. So that means that God is a powerful God, and God cares for his people. My friend, God cares for you. And in my conversation with Maria, she said, "Pastor, I believe God. I believe what God says in his word. And I believe that he is fighting for me." He is fighting for you also, my friend. God is fighting for me. Because I believe God. So we just need to let God be God. So we just need to allow God to help us, to give us strength, and we just need to believe him. So my invitation to you this morning, my friends, is to continue to have hope. Continue to believe in what God says in his word. Continue to be present, you know, in your own situation. Bless those around you and continue to keep hope. Keep hope alive in the midst of this challenging season, in the midst of this challenging time. Continue to have hope alive, and also continue to believe that God is with you. You are not alone, my friend. God is with you. God is with you in this situation that we're going through with the COVID-19. God is with us in the Reformed Church in America. The own challenge that we're going through right now, God is with us. You know, some people ask me, "Eddie, how can you sleep at night, you know, with some of the situation going around the world and going on within the Reformed Church in America?" I said, you know, I have peace because I not only believe in God, I believe God. I believe God. So this psalmist invites us to know that God is very present with us He's not only present, he's very present with us. He invites us to have hope and not fear. Have faith instead of fear. Because even though all of the things around us, you know, tells us that things in life are going in the wrong direction, God invites us to have faith. And then the knowledge of God's presence within the city does help us to rest, my friends. The knowledge that God is with us. And then the invitation just to look back at what God has done for his people. You know, talk about the history, you know, of the people of Israel coming out of Egypt, the establishment of the new place that God has provided for us. So the psalmist is inviting us to look back, and he ends in verse 10, which is a beautiful text. And I'm sure that you have known this, you have heard this, and maybe you know this verse by memory, which is great. I think this is a really important verse to memorize. Be still and know that I am God. I am exalted among the nations. I am exalted in the earth. Be still and know that I am God. I am exalted among the nations. I am exalted in the earth. My friends, this is the invitation we have from the Lord this morning. Be still in the midst of challenges. Be still and be hopeful, because you're not alone. God is with you. God bless you, my friend. May the Lord be with you. May the Lord give you peace. May the Lord give you strength. And may the Lord continue to strengthen you to face the difficult challenges and situation that you're facing today. God bless you. God be with you.
Sisters and brothers, will you join me in a word of prayer? Let us pray. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we lift up our eyes to the hills, eagerly seeking where our help will come from, yet knowing fully well that our help will come from you, Maker of heaven and earth. You journey with us and you remind us that we do not travel alone. And because of this gentle and gracious reminder, we want to pause today and remember your beloved children. You will not let our foot be moved. You who keeps us will not slumber. You who keeps Israel, you who promises to neither slumber nor sleep, we remember all those for whom life is currently hard and burdensome. Those whose lives are filled with pain, hardship, emptiness, and disappointment. For hope, for people who endure shattered relationships or jobs that are either not satisfying nor rewarding. We pray for those who do not have enough money to pay the mounting bills for more than their regular maintenance, and for those who do not even have enough to cover the daily nourishment of their loved ones. We pray for people who have not had options or have wasted opportunities to gain new skills and elevate their abilities. We remember those who have endured imprisonment, pain, and even death, so we may live our life of faith in freedom. We also remember those who endured the same imprisonment, pain, and death in order to simply live their own lives of faith. O Lord, be the watchkeeper for those who are walking in their twilight years as they reach the end of their journey. Be the shade at the right hand of those living life as routinely as it comes, watching life ebb and flow away each passing day. And for the fear that this brings, for the uncertainty, and for the sadness over a year of lost celebrations and remembrance due to surprising new restrictions. for the inability to hug a grandchild or eat Sunday dinner with company after church service, may neither the sun by day nor the moon by night strike us down in our daily living. We praise you for fellow Christians who have walked this hill of ascents with us, who have, like iron sharpens iron, shaped our opinions, deepened our understanding, offered wisdom and new perspectives, who have gently argued with us, even while helping to breathe new imagination into stale thoughts. And we thank you for those who have given us tools to see and do things differently. We praise you for our pastors, our elders, our deacons, our teachers, and for those who keep us safe, for healthcare workers, for those serving our countries near and far, for those who farm our fields, for those who transport life-saving and life-sustaining materials, for the artists among us, for the prophets who speak truth into our lives, and for so many more. We pray that you will keep them and keep us from all evil. Preserve the lives of your people. And we pray. We pray now for our missionaries around the world who have not been able to travel home to tell their stories, who worry about churches that they love, for family members they have lost, for celebrations they have missed, for doing ministry different than the one they were called to because of the pandemic, for fears about funding, for the fear of oppressive regimes, for fear of their personal safety, and as they also know the fears of their families far away back home. Oh Lord, keep their going out and their coming in. We remember those whom we love, the many struggling against social forces and the pervading culture, those left adrift with the tide of public opinion, easily persuaded by the cynicism of the media. We lift up those whose inner light has never been nourished, who seem to be stuck in a groove that lacks any sense of onward journeying. We bring all of these dear ones before you today, those known and unknown, confident that you will encircle them with your love, ready to take their hand and lead them onward whenever they ask. And may we be ever quick to do the same. We pray this prayer humbly in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.